Welcome to Seeking Alpha's Stocks to Watch, Wall Street Breakfast's Weekend Edition, our news team's weekend preview of upcoming IPOs, earnings reports, conference presentations, investor days, FDA decisions, Barron's mentions, and other key events that could impact stocks to set you up for the week ahead in the markets. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher. Good morning. Today is Sunday, October 25th. I'm your host, Rena Scherbel. We begin with a breakdown of the week ahead from Seeking Alpha's news team. Big tech gets a big test next week as Apple, Facebook, Amazon, and Google parent Alphabet all step up to the earnings plate after a sizzling run for the sector. Wedbush Securities thinks the reports will fuel up another tech rally into the end of the year, despite the general nervousness over stimulus and the election. Apple is the firm's favorite FANG name. Microsoft and Salesforce are the top cloud software picks, and Zscaler is called the cybersecurity standout. There will also be some focus next week on a U.S. Senate hearing on Section 230 immunity with Twitter's Jack Dorsey, Facebook's Mark Zuckerberg, and Google's Sundar Pichai all in the firing line. The economic calendar includes updates on new home sales, durable goods, and consumer sentiment, as well as what will be an eye-popping Q3 GDP report, a historic 33% quarter-over-quarter surge in Q3 GDP is expected to be reported to follow on the over 31% drop in Q2. Despite the strong bounce in Q3, the Fed's official forecast for this year is for GDP to decline 3.7%, which would mark the biggest single-year drop since at least World War II. Also on the schedule, in the week ahead, look for some ideas to be generated out of the Robinhood conference and SPAC creation, Lordstown Motors Corporation. Could burn some rubber when it starts trading. In earnings news, Hasbro, NXP Semiconductors, and Boyd Gaming report on October 26th. Microsoft, BP, Caterpillar, JetBlue, Centene, Raytheon, Pfizer, and Merck on the 27th. General Electric, General Dynamics, MasterCard, UPS, Boeing, Sony, Ford, Western Digital, Amgen, Visa and eBay report on October 28th. Shopify, Twitter, Kraft Heinz, Yum Brands, Comcast, Anheuser-Busch, InBev, Amazon, Apple, Google, Facebook, and Starbucks report on the 29th. And Exxon, Chevron, Phillips 66, and Under Armour all report on the 30th. In IPO news, AmeriHome expects to price its IPO on October 28th. The offering of 14.7 million shares is expected to price in a range of between $16 and $18. BioDesix is also slated to price its IPO on the 28th with 4.17 million shares due to go off in an expected range between $17 and $19. Other companies that could price IPOs next week include Allegro Microsystems, Caliber Home Loans, Leslie's, Root, and Mavenir. Keep an eye on Avocado Pure Play, Mission Produce, with the analyst quiet period expiring following the company's IPO. Shares have shown a modest gain from the IPO pricing level of $12. IPO lockups expire on Sprout Social, Lyra Therapeutics, and Zentalis Pharmaceuticals. Ant Group has secured the final regulatory approach to launch what is shaping up to be the world's largest initial public offering. The mainland China leg of the IPO will be priced on October 27th. Ant has been running a digital IPO roadshow across Asia, Europe, and the U.S. to gauge investor interest. A special meeting of Spartan Energy Acquisition Corporation shareholders will take up a vote on the business combination with Fisker Incorporated. Following the proposed business combination, EV automaker Fisker will be listed on the New York Stock Exchange under the new ticker symbol FSR. The crazy intersection of electric vehicle stocks and SPAC interest is just getting more crowded, with QuantumScape Kensington Capital, Lordstown Motors Diamond Peak Holdings, Canoe Hennessy Capital, XL Fleet, Pivotal Investment II, and Romeo Systems RMG are all the new combinations to watch. As we mentioned at the top, the Robinhood Conference is running this week from October 28th through the 29th in a virtual format with presentations scheduled from the White House's Lawrence Kudlow, AQR Capital Management's Cliff Asness, Greenlight Capital's David Einhorn, Citadel's Ken Griffin, Eli Lilly CEO Dave Ricks, Regeneron co-president George Yancopoulos, SoftBank COO Marcelo Clore, and Robinhood's Wes Moore. The Best Idea Blitz on October 27th at 2:30 p.m. Eastern features short pitches from Lakewood Capital Management, Lone Pine Capital, Saba Capital, Tusk Investment Partners, Sachem Head Capital Management, and Glenview Capital Management. Investors are expected to key in on whatever details Apple doles out on how iPhone 12 sales are going more than the Q3 tallies, although service revenue and non-iPhone hardware sales will still be closely watched. Earlier in the week, Morgan Stanley noted that average lead times were running 8.5 days for the iPhone 12 Pro and just over 10 days for the iPhone 12, up from just over 11 days and 0.2 days, respectively, when pre-orders began on October 1st. Wedbush says it has seen strong cloud deal activity around Azure in the field during the September quarter, with another street beat and raise likely in the cards for Microsoft. This current work-from-home environment is further catalyzing more enterprises to make the strategic cloud shift, with Microsoft across the board with Azure growth likely in the 50% range. In many cases, we are seeing enterprises accelerate their digital transformation and cloud strategy with Microsoft by 6 to 12 months, as the prospects of a heavy remote workforce for the foreseeable future now looks in the cards with this COVID-19 backdrop, previewed analyst Dan Ives. The firm continues to see Microsoft as the core cloud name to play the transformational secular trend. In investor meetings and business updates news, Bed Bath & Beyond holds a highly anticipated Investor Day event on October 28th. Also on the calendar, Veeva Systems has an Analyst and Investor Day scheduled for the 29th. Kroger has an investor update call scheduled on the 27th. And Chairman CEO Rodney McMullen and CFO Gary Millerchip provide an investor update to replace the traditional Investor Day event, which has been pushed back to spring 2021. Stitch Fix President COO Mike Smith will be a speaker at a Barron's Live event, and his talk will delve into the rapid evolution of express delivery amid the pandemic and cover future e-commerce trends. OpenText will hold its OpenText World 2020 event from October 26th through the 29th. The conference brings together leading experts to rethink the challenges facing business and society with talks from OpenText CEO, Chief Product Officer, and Engineering Executives. Former Vice President Al Gore is also a guest speaker. CarGurus is holding an event on October 26th through the 27th designed to help educate automotive retail professionals on how to adapt to the rapidly changing landscape their industry has been facing over the past year. Virtual attendees will learn more about inventory acquisition strategies in this new environment and best practices for digital retail as the industry moves towards more online connections. CarGurus is scrapping for more sales after revenue dropped 38% year-over-year in Q2. Diageo is raising the stakes in the competition for no-alcohol beer sales by launching a non-alcoholic of Guinness in Britain and Ireland. The beer industry has been shaken up this year by the impact of the pandemic on on-premise sales, although at-home non-alcoholic demand has, guess what, increased. Shares of Diageo are down 18% year-to-date. And this week in Barron's Mentions, the stocks and themes drawing attention in Barron's Weekly Edition. Coca-Cola is profiled as an underappreciated post-pandemic play. The beverage stock is also seen as a hedge against a weaker dollar, with 75% of its profit derived from outside the U.S. In the world of REITs, positive trends for medical real estate are seen lifting Community Healthcare Trust, Physicians Realty Trust, and Healthcare Realty Trust. The publication suggests it may be time to look outside U.S. tech giants for future growth. Alibaba, China Tourism Group Duty Free, Huazhu Group, Innovent Biologics, Mercado Libre, and Reliance Industries make the list of intriguing ways to play emerging markets. That concludes this week's Stocks to Watch. Thanks so much for listening. For the best investment analysis and news on the web, go to SeekingAlpha.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher. You can sign up for our other podcasts, Alpha Trader, Let's Talk ETFs, the Cannabis Investing Podcast, and Essay for FAs on those platforms as well. Have a great week.